This is the take that we are not going to fuck up.
Good morning, Tom. This is the 1% Health Podcast, and I'm here with founder Tom Martin to talk about skin cancer.
Well, thank you, HB. Before we get started, let me cover all legal bases with the following disclaimer. The information provided in this podcast has not been reviewed nor approved by the FDA. It is for informational purposes only. These are the steps I take or would take in my life to become healthier and disease-free. This is based upon my years of research, writing, speaking, and living this lifestyle.
Okay, the title for today's podcast is Skin Cancer: What to Do When the Best Laid Plans and Precautions Do Not Work. Tom, I'm following my dermatologist's advice. I rarely go out in the sun, and when I do, I always cover my skin and wear sunscreen. Yet I continue to develop cancerous cells on my arms and face. What am I doing wrong?
Well, HB, actually, the sun is not the primary cause of your skin cancer. Now, I understand you being concerned about the spots that develop, but there are alternative things you can do as well.
The sun's not the cause? What are you trying to tell me here?
Well, HB, this information was actually covered in more detail in my prior podcast on whether or not to go out into the sun to tan. But in summary, our bodies manufacture vitamin D when we expose our skin to the sun. Clearly, baking in the sun for hours and at midday is not a good idea. But studies have shown that regular, measured sun exposure is very beneficial to our general health, and especially for fighting cancer, including skin cancer.
But what do I do if I see a growth that concerns me?
Well, I would never suggest not seeing a dermatologist. But there are things that you can do to prevent the cancer and even kill existing cancer cells.
Okay, what do you recommend?
With skin cancer, we have the opportunity for a two-pronged approach, addressing it both internally as well as externally. So internally, I want you to boost your immune system to fight the cancer. And again, vitamin D is the key player. So I'd like you to take vitamin D3 supplements and about 10,000 international units or IUs daily. Along with the vitamin D, also take 2,000 micrograms of vitamin K2. And the third step is to take magnesium chloride, also known as magnesium oil. You apply this oil to your skin and rub it in, although not at the site of the cancer. Now, this next step may sound illogical, but there is tremendous evidence to back this up. Make and eat fermented organic vegetables daily. Detailed information on fermented vegetables and other options are in my ebook, 10 Steps to Preventing and Reversing Cancer, which is available on my website. Now, externally, I want you to make a cream. This cream will consist of raw, organic, cold-pressed coconut oil and baking soda. And I want you to use equal quantities of each. In other words, 2 tablespoons of coconut oil, 2 tablespoons of baking soda mixed together. Apply this cream to the affected area daily and leave it on there for about 20 minutes. After that time, simply wash it off.
So why does the cream work?
Cancer can only thrive in an acidic environment. The baking soda surrounds the cancer in an alkaline cocoon, killing it. An Italian oncologist has shown the dramatic effects of using water and baking soda on cancerous tumors. This is research that is all but ignored in the United States.
Okay, Tom. For more information about cancer and holistic healing approach, please visit our website, 1%health.com. That's spelled out with no numbers or symbols. For more detailed information and references, you can purchase the ebook, 10 Steps to Healing and Preventing Cancer, which covers the information we covered here in greater detail. This podcast and the associated article are also available on 1%health.com as well as KleinsRunningCorner.com. Thanks and have a great day.